105.9 and 100.7, continuous light favorites. It is 9:29. This segment sponsored by South Strand Internists and the Myrtle Beach location where we find Strand Urgent Care's Dr. J. Vance Vandegrift. Good morning.
Hey, good morning.
It's like a game show. Hey, y'all, is it busy
come
over there?
Down.
Come on down to see Dr. Vandegrift. Busy back to school day for you guys over there?
You know, the first few days are not going to be bad. Kids will have to start getting back into school and getting exposed to their illnesses before they come in. So it'll be a few days.
Oh, no. You're just waiting for that. Well,
that's right.
Our topic today, heart health. Explain.
So, yeah, we've probably touched on this in the past, but years ago, we used to talk about treating your cholesterol to a number. And so based on your risk factors, we wanted your bad cholesterol, which is your LDL, low-density lipoprotein, to be lower than a certain number. Well, we found that there were patients that are actually having heart attacks even when they had low numbers. So the American Heart Association, American Cardio Association, came together and they looked at, well, is there a commonality here? And they determined there's some risk factors for cardiovascular disease, and they created a risk calculator. And that risk calculator includes your age, your blood pressure, your total cholesterol, your good cholesterol, and your diabetes and hypertension and smoking histories. Now, the interesting part is that the bad cholesterol is not in this calculation. So just the other day, I saw an article that said that early bad cholesterol is tied to a higher risk of death. And what they're talking about is younger patients may need to be treated and be more aggressive.
Wow.
Even though if you put their numbers into a risk calculator, based on their age alone, they're going to have a lower risk. But in their studies, they are finding that as they age, they have a much higher risk of a heart attack or a stroke. And it's a pretty significant increased risk.
Wow. Yeah, that's kind of scary. Now, this kind of goes back to one of our talks was about the hypertension, pardon me, scale. The numbers have changed.
Correct.
High blood pressure. Will that help indicate for these younger folks?
Well, the lower the blood pressure reading, the lower your risk is going to be. But having a diagnosis of hypertension alone increases your risk. So what we discussed in the past was by the recommendation to change the blood pressure to 130 being now stage one hypertension, that increases the number of patients that have a diagnosis of hypertension to 50%. So now those patients are going to be having a plus next to the hypertension diagnosis, mm-hmm. not a minus. So that's going to increase their risk regardless of what their blood pressure is. And it's really interesting because I'm doing these calculators on patients, and I had a 40-year-old patient the other day that had high cholesterol.
Yep.
And I said, look, this is normally a cholesterol that I would start you on, a cholesterol-lowering medicine, because the studies in the past have said we want to reduce your risk.
Mm-hmm.
One of the risks is going to be age. So as you get older, that's going to increase your risk. So I did the numbers, and I found that there was a 1% risk based on the patient's current numbers. I said, well, let's change those numbers to 50. It was a 3% risk. I changed it to 60. So as that patient aged, mm-hmm. 20 years, the risk, if the numbers stayed the same and the risk factors did not change, that patient's risk only went up to 5% at age 60. Now, the flip side is today I had a patient that has high blood pressure, diabetes, has all those risk factors. That patient's bad cholesterol was at a number that I typically would not have started a blood cholesterol medicine on.
Interesting.
His risk was over 10%.
Yeah.
The calculator says if it's 7 or greater, you should start a cholesterol medicine. So I've had both instances where a high cholesterol, when we did the risk, we did not initiate treatment because the risk was low. And lower cholesterols, because the risk was high, we started a cholesterol-lowering medicine. So I guess the point for your listeners is these risk calculators are available online. you're usually getting your numbers from your doctors. You can put your own numbers in and calculate your own risk.
That's
if your doctor
great,
isn't doing that for you.
Mm-hmm. That is a great prevention tool, don't you think?
It is, and you know, the studies are constantly changing, and we're constantly looking at it. So back to the original article that I was referencing, this says that if your bad cholesterol, and again, the bad cholesterol is not in this risk calculator. If you're, and their study, the bad cholesterol in patients on average was 42 years old. So we would not consider them a high-risk group. Mm-hmm. The risk calculator doesn't even start until 40. So under age 40, it doesn't even use the risk calculator.
Gotcha.
So in this study, they were average age of 42. They found that if the bad cholesterol was 160 or higher, they had 70 to 90% increased risk of a cardiovascular-related death.
Mm.
If their bad cholesterol was between 100 and 160, a 30 to 40% increased risk of premature death due to cardiovascular disease. So, again, the numbers aren't everything. You have to look at other risk factors.
Well, that's why, yeah, it's good that you know, a physician like yourself, you know how to read that and how to, you know, work with that. If like you say, it might be one thing, but it might mean another to a certain patient.
Exactly, and it's not cookbook. I mean, these are guidelines, and we certainly are going to have patients that can tolerate cholesterol medicine and some that can't, and in a perfect world, everybody can tolerate everything, and everyone does what they're supposed to do, but we're not in a perfect world. So we just have to do the best we can to reduce the risk. And my point of talking with patients is I don't want you taking medicine that doesn't help you.
Mm-hmm.
So if you have a low risk, and we do your calculations, and all things just being the same, if your risk isn't going to increase, then I don't want you taking a medicine
right,
that you may not need. Or maybe we can wait a few years before you start that medicine. The flip side, just because you have a low number doesn't mean you have a low risk. So
yeah,
even though your cholesterol numbers may not be very high, you still may have a high risk and may benefit from a cholesterol-lowering drug.
That's why we need you in our life, Dr. Vandergriff.
That's why we're here.
South Strand Urgent Care, the Myrtle Beach location. Thank you, Dr. J. Vance Vandergriff. He can be found at 843-945-3030. Hey, we'll talk at you again soon.
Great. Thank you much.
Have a good one.
Bye-bye.
Here's Claudia.